Hey, welcome to Hope City's podcast. We're so excited that you chose to listen to us, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
Right now, listen. Right now, I'm just going to speak against offense. Because I felt like when I was sitting up here, I'm like, oh, Jesus, I do not want to say half the stuff that you put on my in my notes for me to say today. And he's like, just pray against offense. So right now, like, I just pray against the spirit of offense that would want to make you angry, make you feel unloved, unseen, unwanted. That is not the truth. And as we finish, we continue this series in our sermon series, The Apprenticeship. We're learning what it looks like to apprentice under Jesus. And man, Jesus is just like giving it to us in these passages. I mean, he's like, do this. You want me to be your master teacher? You want to be my apprentices? This is what it looks like. And there was a question that came out of last week's message as Pastor Sheree preached on like the wide gate and the narrow gate. And someone's like, was she saying that maybe we can't make it into heaven? Well, I'll tell you, Pastor Sheree spoke straight from the Bible last week. Okay? Jesus said in the passage that she read last week, in the passage of this, that there are people who will make a decision, an initial decision to follow Jesus, but then will choose the easier route of living their life. Where does the easier route lead? Jesus said it last week in our message. It leads to destruction. Okay? The easier route is in the opposite way of where Jesus is leading. Just as there are wider gates and narrower gates, there's easier ways of living than following the master teacher. There's also people who want to pull you away from the direction you are going and the journey that you are going and get you to join their journey. There are. And let me tell you, their words sound good. Their words sound pleasing, like, I can have both. I can have both. That is not what Jesus says. Listen, it's not what Jesus says. And I want you to know something. Those of you that might be sitting here being like, well, we had a conversation about this, and she's preaching this message straight from this conversation. I actually started preparing this message before Pastor Sheree even got up and taught last week. Just being real, okay? Like, Jesus already had this message lined up for me before the first service last week. All right? So here comes the next set of scripture in this series, The Apprenticeship, as Jesus is challenging us. What does it look like to follow him as the master teacher? Hold on. Okay, here's what he says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. I'm just going to read it. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way they act. Can you get grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit. And a bad tree produces bad fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit, is there more? There we go. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, you can identify people by their actions. Woo! Listen, Jesus is not playing around here. And I'm telling you, I was like sitting here down here and I was like pacing. I was like, oh, because he's about ready to let loose this morning. And I am just letting you know, like, he loves you so much. And he loves you enough to know, to let you know that he doesn't want you to take the wrong steps. He wants you to do the hard things because he wants to spend eternity with you. All right? Here's what I want you to know. False teachers and false prophets are easy to listen to. They are easy to listen to. Actually, this term false prophet, it was coined in the Old Testament because kings would have a prophet that they would appoint to speak to them. Even if they weren't a godly king, they would be like, there's still people that want to think that I have a religious leniency, a tendency, so I'm going to appoint a prophet to speak to me. But they would appoint people, prophets, that would speak exactly what the king wanted to hear. Ooh. Usually what we want to hear and what we need to hear are two very different things. Are you listening? Usually what we want to hear and what we need to hear are two very different things. If you're looking for something to validate your choices, if you're looking for a book to validate your choices, a person to validate your choices, a speaker to validate your choices, you can find them. You can. Listen, I started to like find all of these examples. And I was like, ooh, that's too personal. Okay? But let me tell you, there's books about everything out there. There are. You can Google, is it wrong for a Christian to? You can. I'm not kidding. Whatever, you know, fill in the blank and hit search. And you come up with all of these options and you're like, let's see, which one matches what I'm thinking? Right? It's true. It's true. If you are getting validation for your choices from any book other than God's word, you're listening to a false teacher. If you are getting validation for your choices anywhere from, but except from the mouth of Jesus, you're listening to a false teacher. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4 said this, "For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths." Woo! Google will take you straight to hell if you let it. I am not kidding. Okay? Here are some common statements in today's culture, and I'm just going to lay them out just like Holy Spirit laid them out to me. Here's some common statements in today's culture that are absolutely false doctrine. Are you ready? You know what? You might get offended and walk out the door, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I love you enough to share exactly what God put on my heart today. Here are some statements. It's not hurting anybody. The Bible tells me this, that my children are affected by the choices that I choose to make. And if I choose poorly, the burden of breaking those choices now rests on my children. It's not hurting anybody as a life from hell. My choices affect my children. Your choices affect your children. If you don't say no now, then you put that burden of responsibility on your children to say no. Woo! It's just sex. It doesn't mean anything. It's just sex. It doesn't mean anything. The Bible says that sexual sin, and here's what sexual sin is. Sexual sin is any type of sexual activity that happens outside of a husband and a wife in the bonds of marriage. Sexual sin is the one sin that a person commits against his or her own body. Meaning this, we are killing our soul every time we are involved in sexual behavior that is not between a man and a woman who are married. Love is love. Oh, what did I just hear? Love is love. One of the biggest lies in today's society is this phrase. If God is love, then how could he reject two people who truly love each other? He doesn't reject you. Did you hear me? He doesn't reject you, but he does not love your choices. The birth of the Love One campaign released an atomic bomb on the sexual identity of our culture, and we are going to be reaping those repercussions for seasons to come. Love won on the cross. That's where love won. Love won nowhere else. Love won on the cross. That's where love wins. The Bible is an ancient historical book, and it's not relevant for today. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. That's uncomfortable, right? Yeah. Of course it feels uncomfortable. Of course it feels irrelevant, because we don't like to be uncomfortable. We like to feel like we're validated in our choices. And when the Bible contradicts our choices, we're like, that is irrelevant. It's alive, it's active, and it's gonna make you feel uncomfortable. You cannot just choose the parts of the Bible that you want to believe and disregard the ones that challenge you. You either believe it all or you believe nothing. There is no in between. Here's one more thing I want to tell you about false teachers. Men and women who love God, who believe Jesus, stop calling people who proclaim God's word false teachers. That is a tool of the enemy to divide the church that God is building. If you don't like the way that they present God's word, don't listen to them. Find something else to watch. Find another pastor to follow on Instagram. But if they are actually preaching God's word, leave them alone. Stop saying that they're false teachers, false prophets, leading people astray. Pastor Bill Johnson said, you cannot judge a move of God by the response of the people of God. The Jewish council in Acts said this, men and women, if this is not of God, then God himself will shut it down. But if this is from God, no one will be able to stop it. If something isn't from God, then you just shut your mouth and let God take care of it. But stop tearing down each other. That's it. That's it about that one. The last thing is this. Jesus talked about false teachers, false prophets, and he goes to this. What are you producing? He challenges us to look at what a person is producing. A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. Are you following what he's saying? Right? So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. It's really easy to look at other people and criticize their spiritual crop. Isn't it? This is one way that he tells us to identify the false teachers that he's talking about in the verses above that. And we should look at what a person is producing to decide, is that where we want to spend our time? Right? But we also need to take these verses and apply them to our own lives. What am I producing? What's coming off of my tree? What does my crop look like? I want you to think about a healthy tree. When a healthy tree is deeply rooted, the fruit that it carries seeds of health and reproduction. Right? When you and I are deeply rooted in God's word and are allowing Holy Spirit to lead us, we produce beautiful, healthy fruit. We are able to be life givers to other people. We are able to be mentors to other people and reproduce what God's doing in us. Right? But when a tree's unhealthy, lacking nutrients, the fruit it produces is sick, dehydrated, and only reproduces more sickness. Right? Okay, hold on. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 26. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other things like sins like these. Let me tell you this again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Pause. Right there. If you're sitting here and you're like, oh, I do some of that. This is God saying, stop. Stop it. Because, yes, there's always forgiveness. There's always forgiveness. But if you're sitting here knowingly knowing that you are doing something that goes straight against God's word and yet you continue to do it, he says, you are leading yourself into destruction. I've shown you the way. Here it is. Your choice. Follow me or not. There's a wide gate. There's a narrow gate. Which one are you going to go through? But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. Those who belong to Jesus Christ, here it is, guys. Here's where it is. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. I was having a conversation with someone, and they said, like, you know, the world offers me this, and I don't feel like I get this from God. And my response was this, and the world will continue to offer it, and it'll look better and better each time until you say no. When you continue to say, oh, that does look nice. Okay, just right here. This is right here. I know I shouldn't say yes. That felt nice, though. That was good. Okay. I know. I won't do that again. I won't do that again. I'm sorry. Do you see how I'm still staying right here in this place? Right? Okay. Jesus, I'm sorry. I won't do that again. Oh. That looks nice. Do you have anything for me? Jesus? That looks nice. You know, Jesus is saying, just in case you're wondering, like, yeah, I want to know what Jesus is saying. Let me tell you what Jesus is saying. Oh, honey, I have so much more for you. I have exponentially more for you. But you have to walk this way. You have to walk over here. You have to nail that to the cross that I sacrificed myself on. And I can't show you this. I'm not going to lure you my way. I gave it all for you. I gave it all for you. So nail that over there and come here. Our choice. Our choice. Comes down to this. Here's the question. To whom are you apprenticing under? To whom? To whom are you apprenticing under? An apprentice always has the person they're apprenticing under. It's called their master teacher, their mentor, whatever you want to say. And every decision we make declares to everyone around us who we're following. Light or darkness, truth or lies, health or unhealth, narrow or wide, heaven or hell, God or Satan. Period. To whom are you apprenticing under? You can only have one answer. And that answer requires complete crucifixion of all these pretty things over here.
Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a special shout out to those who pour into the mission here at Hope City. If you want to give to what we're doing, you can find us at myhopecity.church/give. Again, we are so excited that you chose to join us, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.